Welcome to the second labs of the day, in which we are going to enjoy more websites. And in fact, we are going to complete exercise 2, which we skipped in the former lab, and then we are going to play with a completely different lab, which has just one exercise. Simple, but powerful. Exercise 2. In a nutshell, we just wanted to take our fake STS, which was fake because it was not really doing any actual authentication, and we want to put some authentication muscle behind that. So we already have a SQL membership database. What we want to do is to put it in our page and actually rewire the STS so that when we got the request, we actually authenticate the user. And once we do that, we actually source the claims from a role provider. So that at this point, like, our STS is still very fake, let's face it, but at least it is like 1 inch closer to be a real STS. And that's the scenario. Like, very clear, right? No, well, it is very, very straightforward. Let's say that from your user, you make the usual, you land on the website, you get redirected to the STS, but this time I actually authenticate using a true database, and then when it's the moment to issue the claims, I actually go to my role provider and I retrieve the value from that. Then I send back the token, and from this guy there is no difference whatsoever, which is the point. So it should be very simple. And then, in this other scenario, we take one existing membership website. Right, it's already a website in there. You can already go there and authenticate. Then we add one page to that. We change nothing of a website. We just add that page, and we put an STS in the code behind. Then we go to the second website, and we have the second website trust the STS that we added in there. So basically what will happen, that you will land on the second website. You'll be redirected on the first website. Since there is already the membership provider authentication in place, you will just go, like for any other page, on the login SPX, you'll authenticate using whatever system you have, you'll get back a token, and come back here. This is, like, again, SSO. Let's say that since this guy is authenticated, the mechanism for this guy is also the same that authenticates you to the STS. And since if I already have a session with this website, I silently get a token, because when I land on this page, I get directly a token instead of being redirected in login SPX, then single sign-on. And I can add as many of these websites as I want. The point of this exercise is realizing that I don't have to change anything of this. Like, if I already had the users of this website, we will not even realize that there is one extra page. But that extra page makes the whole difference in making the identities in here available everywhere else. So it's just like a low-hanging fruit, if you will.